So it's a great pleasure to welcome you to the 20th USENIX Security Symposium. This is a very special year. My name is Yoshi Kono. I am from the University of Washington, and I'm giving this talk on behalf of David Wagner, our program chair. David Wagner has some health issues that he's recovering from, so he's not able to be here today, but he wanted me to let everyone know that he's recovering fine. So again, I'm extremely pleased to welcome you to San Francisco and this year's USENIX Security. I think we have a great conference for you, and I'm pleased to report that the conference is in great shape, in fact, better than ever. The quality of the research papers are outstanding, and attendance is up to actually a record. 546 attendees this year, up 33% from last year. And also as a great sign for the future of this community, the interest in student travel grants was up by a factor of 2. I'd also like to thank, on behalf of David, all the folks who poured so much time and energy into this conference. In particular, first we'd like to thank the program committee. So would the members of the program committee please stand? These people donated a tremendous amount of time, so let's thank them all. Next, would anyone who served as an external reviewer please stand? That person also donated a significant amount of time. And David's not here today, as I mentioned, because of health issues, but David absolutely spent a significant amount of time making this program a success. And so he's not here today, but I would also like to thank him. So. Okay, we're going to get our exercise this morning. I'd like to also thank the organizing committee, the organizers for this conference, the invited talks committee, Sandy Clark, Dan Geer, Dan Wallach, and Ellie Young, the poster session chair, Patrick Trainer, the rum session chair, Matt Blaze, and the training program chair, Dan Klein. So let's thank them as well. And finally, I'd like to thank all the folks at USENIX, the USENIX staff and board, who contributed so much to make this a success. They really do a huge lion's share of the work behind the scenes and are tremendous assets to the community. So would all of them please stand? Let's thank them. Also, please remember USENIX when it comes time to renew your membership. They do a tremendous amount for the community, from enabling students to attend conferences at very low costs, supporting good programs like these, running all the conferences, and making published papers available free of charge. So USENIX is a great asset for the community. Thank you. I'd like to also thank all our sponsors who contributed to this conference. I'd especially like to thank our student grant sponsors who generously enabled us to provide travel support to all 88 students who applied. That's twice as many as last year. And both Google and NSF provided significant support. And a special thank you also to Carl Landwehr and Fabian Monroe for helping facilitate a generous grant from the NSF. And I'd also like to thank, again, all of our sponsors. Too many to stand on one side, so it's great to see so much interest and support for this. USENIX supports a large number of very successful and, I think, very nice conferences. I recommend you go to as many that fit your area. A few that I wanted to call out specifically is the 23rd ACM Symposium on Operating System Principles, SOSP, which will be in Portugal in October. There's also the ACM Symposium on Computer-Human Interaction for Management of Information Technology that some of you might be interested in December in Boston, as well as the 25th, and actually another big year, 25th Large Installation System Administration Conference, or LISA, also in Boston in December. I'd also like all of you to mark your calendars for the 21st USENIX Security Symposium to be held in Bellevue. The dates have been picked, August 6th through 12th. And I will actually be your program chair, so unfortunately you'll have to hear me again next year, most likely. Finally, I'd like to acknowledge outstanding research. We have selected two papers to receive an Outstanding Paper Award this year. Quality this year is extremely high, so this was a very tough choice. For the selection process, David, the program chair, accepted nominations from within the program committee and also nominated the highest ranked papers. He then appointed 3 anonymous members of the program committee to serve on the awards committee. They each read the final versions of all the nominated papers to decide on the awards. David selected the awards committee members who had no conflicts of interest with any of the authored papers that were nominated. And because at least one of the nominated papers was from Berkeley, he excused himself from the process and did not participate or observe the discussions to enable the awards committee to deliberate freely. And the awards committee decided to award two outstanding paper awards, both of equal standing. So let me announce them now. The first is Why Special Agent Johnny Still Can't Encrypt, a security analysis of the APCO Project 25 two-way radio system by Sandy Clark, Travis Goodspeed, Perry Metzer, Zachary Wasserman, Kevin Zhu, and Matt Blaze. So if these authors wouldn't mind coming up to the stand. Okay, congratulations, very nice job. Congratulations.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Good job, congratulations. Congratulations. Okay, very, very nice. Okay, and again, two outstanding paper awards, both of equal standing. The second is measuring per pay per install the commoditization of malware distribution by Juan Caballero, Chris Greer, Christian Krebich, and Vern Paxson. So one of these authors wouldn't mind coming up. You can come up, or I can come down. Great. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Great. Oh, congratulations. Thanks, sir. Great. Okay, so congratulations again to all these authors and again all the wonderful papers that are appearing in this program. Some other notes I've been asked to give you. The first is please refrain from using your cell phones. It actually turns out when there's cellular activity, it interferes with the AV recording. So if you get a text message or something else in, it might appear a blip on the recording. So please refrain from using your cell phones. Put them in airplane mode. Since it's a security conference, I'm supposed to warn you about security. Please keep your laptops with you at all times. We'll have people out there trying to take extra ones, so you know what to do. Continental breakfast will be from 8:30 to 9 a.m. in the Italian room foyer. Coffee breaks from 10:30 to 11 a.m. and also 3:30 to 4 p.m. in the Italian room foyer. And lunch will be on your own from 12:30 to 2 p.m. There's been one slight change to the invited talks track. The Thursday 9 to 10:30 a.m. invited talk by Teresa Swinehart has been canceled. We'll have a substitute announced later today. Also, I highly encourage all of you to submit interesting talks or fun talks to the RUMP session. The submissions are due at noon. You will get an ACK for your submission, so if you don't get an ACK back, you can try again, but you should get it back eventually. And please remember, your talk should be at most 5 minutes long.